Newsbreak podcast.
Infertility affects 1 in 6 of every couple that try to conceive in their lifetime. And then you realize that the figures might actually be worse in other contexts. If you take the sub-Saharan Africa, especially in Africa, in that context where the tuberous disease, issues related to infections and all that, where the numbers could be as high as 30 to 40%. Of women struggling to conceive or couples struggling to conceive. So it is a huge challenge. And unfortunately, it has always never regarded as a disease. But from the global movement and consensus, from the WHO itself, the World Health Organization, they've come to agree that infertility is actually a disease and it should be regarded as such.
For those that are struggling to conceive and have a child, the option of vitro fertilization is there, but how effective is this process for the 1 in 6 people that have issues undergoing this treatment?
You'll have couples struggling to conceive. Natural process will be they need to be evaluated and the decision can be made, or some definition could be demonstrated. Why are they struggling to conceive? Is it because their tubes are blocked? Or because the husband's sperm is not enough or good enough for them to conceive naturally. Or it might just be a question of that lady having bad eggs for them to conceive. Because those are the three elements that you need. The sperm, the egg, and the tubes for them to be able to conceive. So in that process, the determination has to be that, or some evaluation as to why they're struggling to conceive. If it is a problem with the sperm, then the in vitro is an option. If it's a problem with the tubes that are damaged and they cannot be repaired by any form of operation, then in vitro is an indication. But then you must find that there are people who have eggs that are very bad. Even in that space, the in vitro might not solve the problem. So all I'm trying to say, yes, the indication or the need for in vitro fertilization will be determined by the reason why these people cannot, is it the tubes or is it the sperm? And the biggest issue you ask is that how effective this treatment? You have 1 in 4, meaning the success of in vitro fertilization is probably around 30% globally. 30% chance of you conceiving with in vitro fertilization, because it's going to be dependent on the quality of the eggs that you're going to get to be able to translate to a baby being born from IVF. So people must not look at IVF as a magic wand, thinking with IVF I'm going to automatically get pregnant, it's going to solve my problem. And which is very key, Ibrahim, because the clinics that offer the IVF, private clinics, you go access 1 treatment of IVF.
Looking at this, Professor, how accessible and affordable is this process?
Yes, and you see, that's a challenge, Ibrahim, because it's not accessible. That's the first thing. Access to care is still very, very, very unequal in our situation, in the sense that not many individuals, particularly that need IVF, will have access to it simply because of cost. It's very expensive in private clinics. So like I said, if you go for 1 IVF for 100,000 rand, and we should be able to tell you, it might not succeed first time. You might need to do number 2 or number 3, depending on the quality of eggs you'll get. So you must budget at least a third of a million for you to say, I've tried this thing and I've succeeded or I was unsuccessful. So your question you're asking is correct. The access to care is unequal or it's not that easily accessible because it's very expensive. As to how effective, yes, you cannot think you'll do 1 cycle and succeed. You might need to do number 2 or do number 3 and be able to succeed from IVF. So yes, the answers you're asking are very legit. Every information must be detailed to the patient so that they understand.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.